Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the By Yahweh's Design conference call for the 18th of August, year 2021. I am Commander Dan, your host and chairman for this meeting of the House of Jacob Israel. The agenda for today's call is Build a Better Mousetrap. We dedicate this call to our Heavenly Father Yahweh, who is the Great I Am. We also dedicate this call to His holy remnant, who are the believing sons and daughters of Jacob, who was later named Israel. Today, these people are known as the Caucasian or the true Israelite peoples of the world. Hallelujah, which means all praise Yah or Yahweh in ancient or Paleo Hebrew. To my Welsh kinsmen, Shumai, and welcome to the program, Cymru Ambith. Basically, that just means welcome in Wales forever. Kind of like Aaron Gobra for the Irish. Callers will be welcome, and we do ask that you keep comments and or commentary as short as possible so others can participate, watch your language, and be courteous to other callers. We are in the question and answer mode, which means everybody is muted when they enter our chat room. And until such time as you enter the queue with a question, and you do that on a phone with *6, and you do it on your computer by clicking on the Ask Question button. Our website is www.pastordan.net, and that's .net, and Pastor Dan is all together with no spaces. I'm trying to cut back on the volume of mail I send out because I think I'm overloading some folks, especially in these times, trying times that we're in. So I'm going to cut back on that and just leave it up to you folks. I'm going to try to keep the Daily Mail page updated daily, certainly by every other day. And just go there at your leisure, and you'll see the items that I think are worth, for your viewing pleasure, worth looking at. The health page is where I'll start putting up more and more stuff on this whole pandemic hoax. There's so much of that going on, it's unbelievable. But anyway, that's our website, and that's the way you would take care of that. Also, the Listen Live page on there has how you can join the call and the dates and times of scheduled calls. So, to my three language groups out there, I may parlons français, bienvenue à l'appel, basically to our French cousins saying welcome to the call. A mis parientes españoles, bienvenidos a la llamada. So, our Spanish-speaking folks, zu meinen deutschen Verwandten, willkommen beim Anruf. And that, of course, is our German-speaking cousins. A couple quotes here that are going to have a lot to do with our topic for tonight. Two guys whose names I remember from school, but maybe you don't. Richard Buckminster Fuller. You never change things by fighting the existing reality. To change something, build a new model that makes the existing model obsolete. Okay, so instead of fighting the Jewish-controlled mafia that controls this world through their stranglehold on the international monetary system, you go around them. You build a better model that makes their model obsolete. Their model produces pain, suffering, control, misery, death, sex slavery, all of the vices that we read about every day are brought about with the money through their banking system. The book of Revelation makes it very clear that Babylon's burning is an economic burning. Okay, that's why the merchants are weeping and wailing. That's why the government bureaucrats, they call them princes and kings, but in biblical times, that is the bureaucracy. That is the, quote, deep state. So in Revelation, we find out it is the deep state characters or bad actors, and the merchants, the people who are in bed with the whore that do the weeping and wailing. And what's the only thing that can make a Jew cry? Is mess with his money. They don't care about you and I. They don't care about death and destruction of humankind. No, those things don't bother them. But if you mess with their money, that's a different story. So Yahweh knows that, and he's going to mess with their money in a big way, because that's how this Jewish world system is going to come crashing down. It will be an economic destruction. And you can see it getting coming together. You can see it coming together right now. We're probably, I would guess, we're somewhere in the middle of the great tribulation spoken of by the prophets. At least it seems that way. And I've got some of my more spiritual advisors telling me that that's what they're picking up from their sources and everything else. In other words, there is light at the end of the tunnel. Ella, thank you very much. Okay. Light at the end of the tunnel, and that we are about anywhere from 24 to 28 months out from this, coming out of this thing. Okay. So we got a ways to go yet, but headway is being made, and we are about at the tipping point. In other words, it's a little bit like when you come out of a hard winter, okay? It doesn't happen overnight. It's just a gradual warming. Well, as we go through this end time scenario here, things are going to heat up rapidly, but then they're going to reach a point where things are going to start to turn and bring us into the judgments, the fire, so to speak, that's going to come on the heads of our enemies. So Yahweh's people need to keep doing what we've always been doing. You stay positive, stay in that high frequency zone, positive thinking, showing the attributes of our Creator. Okay? And when you read the Holy Scriptures and when you pray, do you not get the essence of our Father speaking to you? And what is that? Well, first of all, it's love, caring, kindness, charity, empathy, compassion, okay? And what's number one on Yahweh's list? What did Christ say? I am the truth, the way, and the life. The very first thing he said was, I am the truth. How many times have we seen that? By the truth, when ye shall know the truth, and it shall set you free. So our Heavenly Father is wrapped up in truth, not lies, not deceptions, not agendas. And we are living through an era, a time right now where Yahweh is very clearly separating the wheat and the chaff. Okay, Ella says there is no ask question button on her computer, and you're in by computer. Let me look and see. Yeah, I guess you are. It might be labeled something other than ask question. It may have just a question mark there or something else. But anyway, there should be a button on your desktop panel to where you can flag that you want to say something. Okay. Now, to do that, you have to have a plugged-in headset with a microphone, or your computer has to have a built-in set of speakers and a microphone. Because if you don't have those, the software will not allow you to do that. Okay, I'm getting sent some pictures here. Hold on a second. So we can see, just a blank screen. Okay, up in the upper right-hand corner where those four dots are, have you clicked on that? Because that's usually a menu. Those four dots are, you click on them and you'll get a pull-down menu and give you some options. But check that out and see. Anybody that needs to run a test on this program, I'm willing, if you contact me, I'm willing to set up a test run and we can work through your issues while we're talking on the phone and make sure you're set up to participate. We don't have a huge audience, so I can afford to do that. And I kind of consider the audience here to By Yahweh's Design conference calls, the disciples in the days of Yeshua. Okay, so he only went about with 12 men who were like his companions, bodyguards, disciples, etc. The question button is on the bottom left. Okay, very good. I knew it had to be there somewhere. It's just sometimes it's hiding and you got to do a little searching and whatnot. So anyway, our audience is not a huge audience, but you know, it's funny how many people I'm listening to, I'd say in the last 6 months or so, how many of these platforms have picked up on things that we have talked about on this program. And some of the verbiage that we use is exactly what they're using. And again, it's not saying that we invented these things, like you're dumber than a box of rocks, but we're one of the few platforms that I hear using it frequently, okay? And when we always say, hey, how's that working out for you, okay? And the fact that we like to get our voices and change our voices a little bit and just have a little fun with the program. I'm noticing even Mike Adams and Stu Peters and some of these other guys with huge audiences, they're starting to incorporate this stuff. A lot of the interviewers are asking their guests to give a biography or take 3 to 5 minutes to explain to the audience who they are. Well, we were one of the first to do that 22 years ago when we came on the air. And again, not saying that we invented it, not saying that I had anything to do with it. I'm just saying that you and I, as a group, that we have been innovative in getting out Yahweh's truth. So not only is our content dedicated to the remnant of Yahshua, but it's also giving suggestions, let's call it suggestions, to others to emulate what we're doing so that the truth can get out to the remnant and to the rest of the world. As he said in, I believe it's John, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. So anyway, Richard Buckminster Fuller had that quote, and it's exactly what we're talking about today. Let's build a better mousetrap. You never change things by fighting the existing reality. To change something, build a new model that makes the existing model obsolete. That's what we're attempting to do. Get the truth out there and get this to the right people. And eventually, when we decide to put our differences aside and stop worrying about material things and be willing to sacrifice a little bit, we can build a better world. And it starts with the people you see every morning in the mirror. Build a better world within your own heart and within your own soul, that you become a son or daughter of the Most High. Then you get together with your family. Then you get together with your neighbors. Then you get together by networking like we do, over the phone, by email, by texting, whatever. You network, network, network with like-minded individuals. Okay? So, Richard Buckminster Fuller had that idea. Now, listen to this and see if this isn't a parallel by Ralph Waldo Emerson in his book, The Value of Good Work. If a man can write a better book, preach a better sermon, or make a better mousetrap than his neighbors, though he builds his house in the woods, meaning far away, hard to get to, the world will make a beaten path to his door. All right? So once again, if a man can write a better book, preach a better sermon, or make a better mousetrap than his neighbors, though he builds his house way out in the woods, the world will beat a path to his door, which goes along with what Mr. Fuller said about a new model making the old model obsolete. So let those two quotes sink in, because that's exactly what we should be doing. We're here to bring the kingdom of our Heavenly Father on this earth, not in the heavens, not in the hereafter, right here on terra firma, right here on this plane called Earth under Yahweh's protective firmament above. So all of these liars are being exposed right now. It's amazing to see it. I had no idea that it would be this obvious. I thought it would be much more subtle. But the Antichrist, Satan's kids, these diabolical Jews, are so outrageous with their behavior today, you have to be truly blinder than a bat to not see it. So that's the good news. It is obvious to everybody what's going on here. There is no pandemic, never was one. So every one of these institutions and individuals who are pushing this narrative, and especially pushing for this deadly, we're finding out, deadly serum into people's bodies, are working for the Antichrist. They are the tares, while you and I are the wheat. And I got news for you. The enemy wants us to think we can't win this thing. But we are. The enemy is desperate to win the war of our minds, to discourage us, to get us frustrated and depressed and anxious, so that we don't join the fight, trying to convince us that we just can't win. And the very fact that they're desperate, so desperate, that they're making absolute fools out of themselves, shows you that they know they're not winning this war. That's why the scriptures told us that the dragon's wrath would be great upon the children of Yah, because his time is short. Okay, there's scripture in there to back that up. You guys can do word searches and find it. I'm not going to take the time, because a lot of times I don't prepare anything for these talks. Okay, I don't prepare much than maybe scratch down five or six things on a piece of paper. That's it. I don't spend hours and hours and hours putting together something that I can read off to you. No. Every one of these programs is extemporaneous, meaning off the cuff. Okay, nothing memorized, nothing scripted. This is just how Father wants me to present it to you. And that's the beauty of it. So unlike prepared stuff that's going to give you all kinds of footnotes and references all laid out for you, I want you to do your own homework. I want you to check me out doing your own digging. And you've got tools today with computers that are lightning fast, and you've got search engines, you've got you can do word searches now in documents that we didn't have back in the 1990s when I was doing my research. Okay? It all had to be done the old-fashioned way, reading through textbooks and putting page sticky notes in there and having a notepad beside you to write everything down. And then maybe if you were lucky, you could type it up and put it in a three-ring binder, so that you could find it later on. I'm telling you, with the advent of computers, and especially Microsoft, or not Microsoft, but word processors with microchips and IC chips in them that allowed you to edit your text before you printed it out, that was huge back in the early 1990s. And you folks out there, many of you younger folks, have no idea what a manual typewriter was like, and how much better it got for us when the electric typewriters came out, how much easier they were and faster. And then after that, I think it was the company called Brother came out with basically a electric typewriter, but you could store so many lines of text on a little display and then hit a button and it would type it out. Those things made it much easier for us guys trying to get the truth out. So Yahweh has given us great tools at this time, much like he said he would. He said all of these hidden things would be revealed. Well, these tools are allowing us to reveal what these absolute monsters are doing, and get that word out to a massive amount of people. That's why Christ said, ye shall do greater works than I. Because the disciples 2,000 years ago, when Messiah walked with them, they didn't have tools like this. They didn't carry much of anything other than clothes on their back. They did it by speaking his word and just saying, it is written. And they were depending on the Holy Spirit testifying to the truth of what they told people. And the Holy Spirit of the Most High would move on them, and they would come to Messiah to hear his words and to be healed by his words and his touch. So we are capable of accomplishing much more than our ancestors did 2,000 years ago. He's given us those kind of tools. And these tools are allowing us to expose these miscreants that walk amongst us, these immoral miscreants, and so the shenanigans that they're doing. It's horrific. Now, I got a few more things to talk about as far as our better mousetrap, but I wanted to fill you in on a couple things. If you can go to BitChute and look up, Max Egan did a show where he said, we are at the crossroads. I think you might want to listen to what Max had to say. Even if you don't like Max Egan, or Egan, I-G-A-N, I-G-A-N, Max Egan. That's a pretty good talk he did. He did an interview with a guy talking about what's going on. Also, the absolute monstrous lockdown on the people in Australia. Just totally ridiculous. And even Max Egan himself is thinking of leaving Australia and going to live somewhere else. So as bad as we think it is here in our United Sovereign States, it's pretty bad in many other areas. Our cousins to the north with that piece of shit Trudeau, they've got it pretty bad up there. And of course you've got the New World Order piece of shit in Australia, and another Zionist pig female in New Zealand. Isn't it funny how all these nations going through all of this stupidity are all run by Zionist hags and Zionist soy boys, okay? Little puppets dancing on strings being pulled by the Zionists. And like I said, Canada and New Zealand, they're actually Jews. France, it's an actual Jew. Germany, an actual Jew. England, an actual Jew. So, you know, and here in this country, Jews run everything. Okay? You don't get to be in politics or set, especially into the White House, unless you are completely owned by them. Either owned by them or one of them. And that includes the orange Jew. Okay? So if you think the white knight's going to come waltzing in here from anything in the political realm, you're crazy. Our Heavenly Father that is disgusted with what those assholes do. The government of man was something our ancestors asked for. And the prophets told our people that what you're asking for, you're going to regret it. And we've regretted it ever since. We didn't need to set up man-made government. We have a government. It's on the shoulders of Messiah. We have law. It's called a Pentateuch, and it was given to us by the Father. We have the law, and we have the government. And our elders were to be judges, and we were to judge based on the written law of Yahweh. That's it. There was no room in there for a man-made government where they could come in and a bunch of Jews get together and put something on paper and just totally turn everything upside down, which is what we have today. So again, to build a better mousetrap, you and I, ladies and gentlemen, need to get to the point where we'd want to abandon this nonsense of a man-made government and get back to a theocracy, living as free men and women upon the land, and working with our neighbors and working with each other as a family, one great big family, to bring about peace and prosperity on this earth and to restore it to its pristine condition. Get rid of all these poisons and all of this Jewish-backed bullshit that goes on with their stinking money. Because this whole pandemic fake hoax charade that's going on is exposing a lot of things. It's exposing the power of the media and how many of our people are weak-minded and have no spiritual discernment and have no backbone. It's also showing just how corrupt our institutions are, like the NIH and the CDC and organizations like the WHO and the United Nations, okay? All of them, creations of Zionist pigs with their untold wealth, buying their way in and getting these set up. But you and I bought into it because we gave it credibility by thinking because they had suits and ties on or white schmucks and a stethoscope around their neck that all of a sudden we thought they were smarter than we are and they had some kind of quote formal education. All that means is that the Jew paid off somebody in the dean's office and they got a quote honorary degree most of the time. They didn't really study anything because they don't have to. All they got to do is put some credentials up there and you people buy it. You don't ever look into it to see if they actually got it. Just like, you know how they proved that we're that stupid? Because we bought the bullshit story that Albert Einstein was genius. No, he wasn't. He was a clerk in a patent's office. Yeah, Albert Einstein was a clerk in a patent office. How smart do you have to be to do that? Okay, so they turned him into this hero and you bought it. No different than Barack Obama years later. Same thing with Bill Clinton. Schmucks. Retards. Pedophiles. And you bought it because the media told you these were great guys, how smart they were, how intelligent they were. Really? Oh, my God. We created this monster. And because we created this monster, we can also destroy it by stop feeding it, stop giving it our money, stop giving it our loyalty, stop treating it as if it has any authority or power over us, and stop being afraid. And the number one thing to stop being afraid of is death. Okay? That's how they get you, by making you afraid that you might lose your money, you might lose your job, you might lose your house, you might lose your car, your boat, your television, your savings account. Stop worrying about it. You've bought into the materialistic lie of the Jew. And as soon as you do that, he's got you by the balls. And excuse me if there's any young people out there. Okay? So, wake the hell up. We're in a war, but we can win this war. And you start by identifying who the enemy is and stop feeding the enemy. And your negativity, your depression, your anxiety, and your fear feed the enemy. Now, just before airtime, somebody sent me a link to a Dr. Sean Brooks in southwestern Ohio speaking, I believe, to a school board that was recommending the vaccines. Now, this guy is a PhD. I think he said he had written 20 or 30 some books or periodic articles, whatever. I mean, it was extensive. And you can tell the way he talks, he's got some background in all this. But he basically, in a 4-minute speech, that's all this thing is, 4 minutes, he let them have it. And you know what was astounding? In that 4 minutes, he verified the last year and a half. He verified it all. That this is all to kill people. It's not only just to take control and to make people submissive. This is literally to kill people. He said, for one thing, which not too many people have been talking about, but These jabs are causing miscarriages in 80% of the pregnant women getting them. He said also, unless you got a placebo. So we do know that there are placebos being put out there. What a placebo is just like saline water. Placebos are used in blind studies to compare people getting, let's say they got 100 people taking a test being studied, and they'll give 50% of them the actual vaccine, the other 50% so that they think they're getting something. They just give them a placebo of saline water. And then they monitor the people and see what the difference is between the control group with the vaccine and the control group with the placebo. So they're doing that to us as a population as well. Okay, some of the people are getting placebos, so they're going around going, hey, I feel pretty good. Yeah, you just had salt water put in you, okay, so what? Of course you feel good. But the people getting the death ray or the death jab, or the some people call it the clot jab, they're having what this doctor told the school board. They are having major clotting issues, pregnancy issues, and organ failure. So I sent it out to my list just before airtime because I thought it was that important. It's Dr. Sean Brooks in Ohio speaking to a school board. It's about a 4-minute video. Every single one of you should not only take a look at that 4-minute video, but you should pass it on to every single person that you care about. I lost my cousin, who's closest to me in age and disposition. We grew up together. He was like a brother to me, and I lost him a few months ago in a hospital because he had a motorcycle wreck. He was recovering very, very quickly. He was ready to come home, and the next morning after he saw my other cousins, and they were saying how good he looked, and he was walking around and smiling and said he couldn't wait to get out of there. The next morning, he's dead. We get the phone call that my cousin was dead. And I'm here to tell you, I know exactly what happened is they stuck him with that damn jab. Because, first of all, he's white, and he's over 65 years old. And we are part of that group they want to kill. All right, they've already said it. They've made speeches about the fact that we are on Social Security and they're going bankrupt. And plus, typical of all Jews, they promise you the moon, and as soon as it comes time to pay out, they own most of the insurance companies, so you know that's how they operate. As soon as it comes time to pay out, they look for every excuse in the world to not have to pay. So they want to kill us off so that all that money it's been stolen from us. And again, that's not an entitlement. Guys like me paid into that damn system my entire working career. So don't tell me I'm on the tit getting free money. That's my money stolen from me and my employer for 45 years in my working career. Actually more than 45, about 47 years. So almost a half a century of work, 15% or more of my pay stolen. And yet you youngsters out there being told that we're useless eaters stealing from the public trough with entitlements when it's our money. And the people that are actually stealing from you and I are the kikes hiding in the Federal Reserve, in the central banks, and in the halls of Congress. That's who's stealing from us. Ella says here that it's also, besides the clot shot, it's called a needle rape. It's a crime. It's a travesty. Travesty. Excuse me. Tongue-tied there. What's going on is criminal. And when Yahweh's people decide to get off their ass and do something about all this criminality, these people will hang from the end of ropes. The Day of the Rope. That was a good book read by Devin Slack. Can't think of his last name. Devin. Anyway, he has a YouTube channel called The Black Pigeon, I believe that's what it's called. And he wrote a book called The Day of the Rope. I have a copy of it over here I read. But interesting that his scenario, because that's exactly what needs to happen. To clean up this world, you got to become better equipped than your enemy. In fact, I've got it down here for a quote to read to you, the Japanese samurai code Bushido. And it says, the only solution for bad and violent people is good people that are more skilled in violence. Now, these assholes want you and I to think that they have a right to claim that we are a problem if we talk about violence. And yet, they are committing violence against you and I, our children, our future generations, every single day. They have murdered millions of people. In fact, genocide against people by their governments is the leading cause of death in this world. Governments have killed hundreds of millions of innocent souls. So the very people trying to get you to think that you and I are a problem because we're talking about violence in defense of our lives, these people are committing violence against innocent people on a daily basis. Thousands and thousands and thousands of innocent people harmed or killed by these same pieces of shit. Because that's exactly what they are. Good for nothing, low life, miscreants and cretins, basically, in the vernacular of the old farmhouse that I came from, they are pieces of shit. So stop giving them your acquiescence and thinking that they have a legitimate position to be telling you and I what to do. No, they don't. They have no business in healthcare, no business in education, no business in our day-to-day lives at all. Taxation needs to come to an end. Government regulations need to come to an end. Government needs to be pared back to about 1/100th of what it is today. A very minimal amount. Registrations and licenses go away. Corporations go away. It's not hard to fix the problem, to build the better mousetrap. It's really not. You just got to scrap all this man-made bullshit that's like a millstone around your neck and adopt living a life according to the laws of the Most High, which is how we're supposed to have lived to begin with. It's not hard, people. Now, a couple other quotes that I think are appropriate come from a guy by the name of Voltaire. I think he's a Frenchman. And he said, if you want a true measure of the stupidity of a people, look to the leaders they follow. Is that a condemnation of us today? Sure as hell is. And he also had another quote. He said, those who can make you believe absurdities can make you commit atrocities. Now, you can feel this end-time scenario cabal basically doing the work of the antichrists, which are the Jews. You can see they're trying to turn the population against each other. They're trying to get the people that have run down and gotten vaxxed, and they go through the whole thing trying to obey these charlatans and quacks. They're trying to get them to think that you and I, that still have a brain that functions, and say that we're going to stand up for our God-given rights, and you can take your serum and shove it up your ass, because we're not going to do it. Okay, they want them to think that you and I are the problem. So you can see they're trying to turn this group, much as that quote says, because they will believe absurdities. The Jew is sitting back laughing at the synagogue because if they're that stupid, we can get them to commit atrocities against their own people. So they're trying to turn us against each other, just like they did in the fake trial of Yahshua 2,000 years ago when they turned the crowd against him and got them to call out for Barabbas to be set free by Pontius Pilate. Because they know Pontius Pilate wanted to set Yahshua free. Pontius Pilate knew what the Jews were doing. He worked with them. He considered them scum. So he knew, and so did his wife, knew that these scumbags were railroading Christ himself. And he had not actually committed any crimes whatsoever. But the Jews always do that. So they went amongst the crowd, probably handed out some shekels to a few of them to be ringleaders, and then whipped the crowd into a lather to cry out for Barabbas so that Christ would be crucified rather than set free, which if the Jews had not opened their big mouths, the crowd probably would have realized, because Pontius Pilate was also trying to let them know he saw no guilt in this man. But the Jews can't let anything alone like that. They wanted him dead, and they were willing to look like jackasses doing it. And they cried out that his blood will be upon us and our posterity, meaning our children. Yeah, that's exactly right. His precious blood is on their hands, and they will pay a price in the end. The book of Obadiah and Ezekiel talk about their being brought to task, a great day of reckoning when these murderous, lying, thieving bastards are brought to justice. The whole world is groaning under their machinations and evil doings. The record books are full of atrocities and mass murders, especially with the advent of communism, whether you're talking North Korea, Vietnam, China, or Russia, or Czechoslovakia, or any of the other nations that fell under the yoke of Jewish Bolshevik communism. And now, these communists want to rule the entire world all at once. What do you think will happen once they have unrestrained control? Once they've taken your weapons away, once they've murdered as many dissenters as they can get away with, what do you think will be left for the rest of you? Think about that really hard. You need to go read the history books of what the innocent people of China, Korea, Vietnam, and Russia, what they suffered at the hands of these monsters. Or you can read about what the Bolshevik Red Army did to the Germans at the end of the war. You know, they want you to cry crocodile tears for these bastards with a fake, phony 6 million that they keep throwing at you. And yet, the Bolsheviks murdered, and the Allies went right along with it, including that kike Eisenhower. They murdered over 10 million German men, women, and children, and many POWs who had surrendered, starved them to death. Yeah, these same sons of bitches that want you and I to cry crocodile tears over their fake, phony Holocaust, while the history books, if you took the time to look into it, would tell you that they orchestrated the mass murder of over twice as many Germans at the end of the war, meaning the war had ended already. And that's not even counting how many of our brothers and sisters, our cousins, have died on battlefields in World War I, let alone World War II and then Korea. And then you can even go back to the Civil War. Who was it that was instrumental in creating the Civil War? Yeah, these same sons of bitches. Same ones. Just as Christ said, every time you look to see where innocent blood is shed, you will find the same creatures. Now you know why they hated him, why Sarah Silverman hates him and brags about it in her comedy routine. And they hate you and I for being his sons and daughters. Nothing new under the sun, ladies and gentlemen. Nothing new under the sun. They are quite capable of committing mass murder. They've done it throughout history over and over and over. And you're witnessing it right now. You are in the middle of the Great Tribulation when the Antichrist wants to wipe out his children. You're seeing it come to fruition right now. So all the prophecies have come to this point. You're living real-time prophetic history at this moment. The mark of the beast has been exposed. Their total control of the world economic system is what they're working for, and the destruction of our people in mass by the millions. And they're gloating about it, ladies and gentlemen, as they steal your property, steal your wealth, steal your businesses, steal your farms, steal your countries, and turn them over to the dark races that will obey them. That's why they want them here. Okay? Because they're not going to fight them. And I'm going to tell you, I'm getting a lot of calls from brothers and sisters who are going through a lot of stress and strain right now because of relationship problems. It's unbelievable. Now, we've had them all along, but I mean, it's like now that is a real pandemic as far as relationships. And I started thinking about that and praying over it and everything. Why are our people all of a sudden having such huge difficulty? Well, it's because it's always been there, but it's been exacerbated because of the tensions of this whole fake and phony pandemic bullshit. Okay? So, people, if you're not in a very strong relationship going into things like this, it doesn't take a whole lot of stress to tear it apart. Only the strong survive through this thing. So your number one relationship you need to work on is the relationship with your Heavenly Father. Because think about it. Who will stick closer to you than anybody else on earth? The Father in heaven. Who loves you more than anybody else on earth? The Father in heaven. Who has the power to bring you out of any misfortune or trouble that's going on? The Father. Who can heal your spirit and your body should you be subjected to some sort of a poison or nefarious activities by bad actors? Who can bring you out of all that? The Father. So the answer is always the Father. Number one relationship that should be important to you is your relationship to the Father. Okay. Now, number two, of course, is do you even like yourself? A lot of people may smirk at that, but think about it. Do you feel good about yourself? Do you think you've done everything you can do? Do you think you have made proper preparations? Have you been a good father, husband, wife, daughter, son, uncle, grandfather, grandmother? Okay? Have you done the best to be a good example and to teach truth and to give out warnings like a good watchman? Have you been a spiritual leader to the people that you're responsible for and you should be overseeing? You see what I'm saying? So your relationship to the Father, number one, and number two, to yourself. Then you start looking at your relationship to wife or wives, children, neighbors, siblings, etc. But in all of it, your first duty is to the Father and to be a shining example of his attributes. That's what the idiomatic expression sons and daughters of God is talking about. Do you exemplify the attributes of our Creator? If you do not, you better work on that relationship. Number one, highest priority, how you walk with the Father day in and day out. That's been my focus now for almost 4 years, almost entirely, okay? And that's, don't need to go into details what that entails, except that I'm just saying. And it wasn't my doing. I have to admit, it wasn't like I sat down 4 years ago, you know, I'm going to focus on just the Father and prayer and my ministry and reaching out to people and putting together this. And no, that's not how it worked. It was the gentle shoving of the Holy Spirit and circumstances that I am sure the Father put in my life. And the end result was that I was isolated for doing my job. For the first time in my life, I was isolated from most everything around me that was what people might call normal, and it's been for 4 years. So when this whole nonsense about this fake phony COVID bullshit came along, I was pretty much already isolated and not going around and being around other people much, because I really didn't want to. I don't like them. I don't feel comfortable with the tares and the goats. They disgust me. So you see how the Father gets us prepared for this scenario, end time scenario, where he says, come out of her, my people. Isn't that what he said? Come out of her. Who? Babylon. This Babylonian system that the Jews have created. Now, think about this. As bad as all this bullshit going on is, think about this. If Father had taken you a year and a half ago and set you in a position where you couldn't do almost all the things that you were normally doing, if he did that overnight, how stressful that would have been. Where instead, over an 18-year or 18-month period, we have been gradually led to where we are. And I know some people will say, well, we were told to put those damn diapers on and do all this distancing. Yeah, you were told that, but you didn't have to do that. You didn't have to. You chose to. Case in point, I've never put a diaper on, not once. I'm still here. I still eat. I still sleep. I still have my modest home. So don't tell me you had to do it. You chose to do it. You see what I mean? So, what he said was, you can still be my child and be separated from all this, and I'm going to guide you to the point where you're not only going to come out of Babylon, you're going to want to come out of Babylon. You're going to run from Babylon. It is so disgusting. Isn't that what we're seeing right now? Okay, with all the trannies and the mixed race mongrels and the minorities and the females and the homosexuals and all of these other misfits of nature that call themselves our civic leaders and trusted voices that we should listen to. Really? Take a good look at them. They remind me of the characters in the movie They Live with Roddy Piper. It's a John Carpenter movie from the 1980s. If you've never seen it, it's still available. But it's called They Live, and it's a perfect analogy of what we see going on. So the creatures that are causing all the problems and trying to take over, which represent the Jews and all of their lapdogs, they look like aliens, but you can't tell. They look like regular people because of this beam that is being sent out, much like the media. It's the perfect symbol of the electronic media, television, radio, and all that. The beam is telling you these lizard-looking monstrous creatures are really part of you. So they'll put their ugly mugs like a Rothschild or a George Soros or a Bezos or a Zuckerberg or a Jack Dorsey or Susan Wojcicki or whatever, these hideous monsters who don't even have a soul, that have no empathy for anybody. They put them out there in front of you like they're something to be admired and listened to, but they're just like the creatures in the movie They Live. When you put the sunglasses on, holy cow, where the hell did that thing come from? You see? So John Carpenter was trying to give you a hint, whether he did it intentionally or not. They walk amongst you, and because of your brainwashing and all the electronic flat-screen propaganda that you swim in, you can't tell the good guys from the bad guys. But when you put the glasses on, what do the sunglasses represent? The truth and the identity message of who's who in the zoo. When you put the sunglasses on, all of a sudden it's like, whoa, look at all that propaganda. All the street signs, all the magazine titles, the book titles, the signs and windows. Obey. The government is in control. You must obey the law. Submit. Propaganda. And hideous looking aliens walking amongst you, you think they're regular people, like a Fauci. And yet people with this knowledge and truth in their heart, when I look at Fauci, the very first time I saw him, it wanted to make me vomit. I couldn't believe anybody could not look at this guy and know he's a complete monster. There's not one shred of human decency in that monster. How could you not see it? And then I thought of the movie They Live. Perfect example. He's just like those aliens. You put the sunglasses on, it's like, man, that is one ugly son of a bitch. But if you don't, and you're washed over with propaganda and electronic buzzing media, you'll think he's a great guy, and he knows what he's talking about. He's a doctor, Dan. Surely he knows. He's the head of NIH. Like, that really means something. That doesn't mean shit. Okay? It doesn't mean a damn thing. They create resumes. They create documentation that says this guy is really something when they didn't do diddly squat. They've been building up people's resumes ever since they picked that piece of shit Obama up in Chicago. And try to get you to think that he's actually somebody of intelligence and integrity. No such thing. But you've got to have the sunglasses on. You've got to know who you are in the zoo, and you've got to know who your father is. When you're armed with all that, you see right through their baloney. And at this time in history, folks, you better be looking through the baloney. You need facts, not fiction. You need to know what's really going on, because it literally is a life and death issue today. Okay? Do you know that? And that Dr. Sean Brooks in Ohio giving that 4-minute address to the school board is perfect. So I'm glad to see yet another PhD doctor has enough guts to stand up in a public forum and basically reiterate everything we've been saying for 18 months. In just 4 minutes, he went down and nailed it. Everything from the DNA changement to the fact you're no longer human and to the fact that these shots, if you do not do something to mitigate what's in those shots, you are going to die. That's as simple as that. I've already lost, like I said, I lost my cousin. My brother recently lost his best friend right here in Florida. My niece, her husband, lost his best friend, 40-some years old, all of them under the same kind of circumstances, no history of any kind of medical problem, and all of a sudden they end up either taken to the hospital or whatever, and they're dead. Next thing you know, they're dead. And what do they talk about? Yep, blood clots are talked about and organ failure. Exactly what this doctor said would happen. And many other doctors. He's not the first one. He's just one of the more recent experts to get up with enough courage to tell people that you're being lied to and you're going to die somewhere between the next few months and the next few years, depending on what you got in your jab and what your body's constitution is. Remember, your body and its defense mechanisms are the strongest defense that you have. No pills, no supplements, and sure as hell, no vaccines are ever going to outperform your own body. And again, why I stress over and over and over, you have to take care of your temple. You do. It's your job. Don't you be looking to some doctor or even a naturopath or holistic person. That's not their responsibility. They can help you. The responsibility is yours. Look in the mirror. That's who's responsible. The Bible says that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Maybe you don't believe that, but that's what it says, and that's the fact. Okay? Your body is a temple, and you're to treat it like a temple. And the better you treat that temple, the better your life is. And I've been talking with people left and right, and we're all saying the same thing, that at this point in time, we feel better than we did 20 years ago because we have paid attention and we're doing the right thing. Also, for the people that do have some issues, they're getting a hold of the naturopathic doctors and the holistic practitioners, and they are getting help that actually works. In fact, my new friend that I talked about here in Miami, Mike Singer, who has the website, thebigvirushoax.com, he just put out a video where he talked about his gallstones were removed by following the advice of Dr. Hulda Clark, which I have got electronic copies of her two books on, The Cure for Cancer and The Cure for All Diseases. But she has a protocol in there to get rid of gallstones. And when Mike had a case of gallstones, they wanted to do surgery. He said, no, I'm going to do what Dr. Clark says. And he did it, and his gallstones were passed out of his body. It's no different than my kidney stone issue. I learned what the natural things you can do, the herbs like hydrangea and sanmat and chanca piedra are herbs that if you take them, your stones dissolve. Now, folks, let me ask you a question. If you had a kidney stone, do you want to go to the doctor in the hospital and have lipsotripsy or actual surgery or pass these sharp, jagged stones that hurt like hell? Do you want to do that? Or would you rather buy a $12 bottle of capsules and you only need about six, take two at a time with a big glass of water and take them like twice a day, okay, for a couple days, and the stones dissolve. Now, let me ask you, which of those two would you choose? Do you know what some people have actually told me? Well, Dan, I've got insurance, and it won't pay for that capsule from the natural health store, so I'm going to go and let the doctor do his thing because that's all covered, and I don't have to pay anything. Aren't I smart? Huh, Dan? I got insurance, and it pays for everything. I've actually had people say that. I almost fell out of my chair. That's how stupid we've gotten. Rather than pay $12 to $15 for an herb and have enough intestinal fortitude to drink some water and do the herbs and stop doing what you were doing to cause the stone and have the stones just flush right out of you painlessly, you would choose to go to a butcher and go through that process because insurance pays for it. I'm going to tell you something between you and me. That's what killed my baby sister. Not outright, but it had a lot to do with the decision-making that ended up killing my baby sister. Okay? So I can't say that was the only thing that did it, but it played a part in the decisions of what to do. The insurance company scared my sister and her husband into doing something they didn't want to do, because they threatened to pull the insurance coverage if they didn't. And they killed my sister. So you want to know why I rail against the medical mafia in this world? And she is not the only close loved one that I have lost because of these assholes. So yeah, am I at war with the medical mafia? You better believe it. Does that put me at odds with some of my friends and family who are doctors, nurses, physicians, assistants, etc.? Yeah, it does. And I gladly get in their face and tell them what I think of their profession. I just told some people the other night that I would not go to a hospital or a clinic under any circumstances today. I won't even go to an eye doctor or a dentist today. That's how bad it's gotten. I refuse. And I probably should go because I can tell my prescription for my eyeglasses has shifted to my eyes hurt a little quicker than they used to. But I do not wish to go to a doctor's office, even an optometrist. I don't want to go. I don't trust them. I don't trust them. I don't trust any of them. Lord knows what the hell they would do. And besides that, I've learned, too, that part of the reason our people can't see today is because when you're a child and you had a vision problem, the first thing they want to do is give you glasses, which help your eyes to stay lazy. Whereas if you had done some things that the natural and holistic people recommend, you probably could have taught your eyes to strengthen and get your eyesight back and be fine. But instead, you encourage the eyes to remain lazy. So over the next 25 years, your eyes continually get worse because you're getting stronger and stronger prescriptions of glasses. We do everything ass backwards today, folks. I hope that's the point I'm trying to make. Everything we do today, everything, marriages, courting, relationships, raising our children, you name it. Everything we do is ass backwards. Everything. And almost everybody is lying to us. Everybody. So, choose this day whom you shall serve, because it literally can be a matter of life and death. Not only life and death on this plane, but life and death in the hereafter. So, big choices to make. You can't slough it off any longer. Okay? You can't slough it off any longer. We've reached that point. It's here. It's in our face. In our faces for sure. Okay, I want to go to Psalm 149 because, again, this goes along with the idea of building a better model. You and I have the ability to set up our own banking system, build a community, set up our own standards, elect our own sheriff. Okay, and you say, well, Dan, you can't do it, but right up the road, we got the Miccosukee Indians here in South Florida. They have their own land. They have their own casino. They have their own law enforcement. They have their own traffic cops. They might even have their own form of barter and currency. They live as a nation within a nation. So don't tell me we couldn't do it. We could do it. It just takes us agreeing to do it. That's all. And we're not quite there yet. I guess we don't have enough pain yet. But when we do decide to form communities and build a better mousetrap, we can do it. We have the talent. We can do it. Because we don't need what Babylon is tempting us with. The Bible calls it the delicacies of Babylon, the movie theaters, the tiki hut bars, the nightclubs, the sports arenas, the high-dollar jobs, the nice cars at the local car lot. Those are the delicacies of Babylon. If you think you need that, then acquiesce, put your diaper on your face, and go get your jab, because that's what it's going to cost you to be part of that system. So just make your mind up that you're not going to fight it anymore. Go down and get it. You can be just like Lot's wife in the Bible, because Lot wanted to get out of there before Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed, and she wanted to go back. She misses the mall. She misses the boutiques and the coffee shops and the jewelry stores. She wanted to go back, and she was turned into a pillar of salt, meaning she was killed, because she longed after this Antichrist system more than escaping and being a son or daughter of the Most High. A lot of decisions to make, folks. A lot of the decisions. Anyway, Psalm 149, sing to Yahweh a new song. Praise Yahweh. Sing to Yahweh a new song, his praise in the assembly of the saints. Who are the saints? That's the called out ones. That's you and me, folks. It's not what the Catholic Church calls saints, so get that out of your head. Let Jacob Israel rejoice in him who made them. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. There's our government, our leader. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praises to him with tambourine and harp. For Yahweh takes pleasure in his people. He crowns the humble. Ooh, there's that word. A lot of white people have trouble with that one. He crowns the humble with salvation. Let the saints rejoice in honor. Let them sing for joy on their beds. And again, I'm going to remind you, one of the best places to have time for prayer with the Father is in your bed. You can shut out the noise. You can make sure there's no TV, radio. It's nice and quiet. Just lay on your bed and meditate and pray to the Father. Because you can do it when you wake up in the morning, first thing, and when your head hits the pillow at night. You have time then. So they have praises for our Father and sing for joy on their beds. May the high praises of Elohim God be in their mouths and a two-edged sword in their hand. So while you're praising the Father and his law, you're supposed to have a weapon at hand. What did that Bushido code say? Oh, the solution for bad and violent people is good people that are more skilled in violence. That's what the knights of old were. That's what the samurai in Japan were. To execute, now this is why you have a sword in your hand, verse 7, to execute vengeance on the nations and punishment on the peoples, to bind their kings, meaning government officials, with chains, and their nobles, meaning bankers, merchants, and sycophants of these cabalists, and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute on them the written judgment. All his saints have this honor. Praise Yah. Psalm 149, right there. Short, sweet, to the point. build a better mousetrap, and set your militia in a defensive posture and get ready for the day when we will bring Yahweh's written judgments against these monsters that walk amongst us. That day's around the corner, folks. And like I said, just before airtime, I had a very close friend send me a note saying that she has three of her mentors, and one of them is a very spiritual individual, and all three of them are getting signs and premonition that we are about 24 to 28 months out from the end of this period of tribulation that we're going through. There is light at the end of the tunnel. It is not all doom and gloom. We do need to stay positive and have a high vibration about us, because that's what the enemy wants. They want us to be forlorn, depressed, anxious, and that's not who we are, folks. You're with the high command. Don't ever forget that. And Psalm 149, like I said, it's all his saints have this honor. It didn't say some of them. It said all of his called out ones have the honor to bring judgment on these people. Judgment on the heads of these monsters that walk amongst us. And that's what we need to do. But in the meantime, we should think about that better mousetrap, where we have a internal, or if you want to call it, a nation within a nation. Okay? Every one of the states of our union is a sovereign state. And within the states, there are sovereign counties. Okay? So within a county, you could have a community within your county that is autonomous, just like the Indians do here in Florida, right up the road. Just like they do out on the reservations in the Midwest and the Huron tribes up in Canada. Okay? So don't tell me it can't be done. It can be done. And if you're living in fear, where I hear all this time that, well, Dan, if we do that, they're going to come after us. It'll be another Waco. Folks, come on. Waco was a staged event. Sandy Hook was a staged event. The Boston bombing, a staged event, Ruby Ridge, all of them are staged. All of them are done on purpose with lots of cameras and lots of reporters to instill fear in you. That's what they're all for. Don't you dare thinking about rebelling. Don't you dare thinking about setting up a community. Don't you dare do that. Don't you dare. Don't you dare. What you don't know about are the people that actually have done it very successfully with no problems whatsoever. Again, the electronic media is just like in the movie They Live. The electronic beams go out to keep you mesmerized and propagandized so that you can't see with clarity. Instead, your brains are mush with all this idiocy that these morons put out. It's unbelievable. So let me check for any calls, and then we'll see if anybody has anything they want to add. Nope, nobody does. If you do have something you want to share with the rest of us, now would be the time to do it. So let's see if I have anything on my notes here. That's pretty much everything I had today. So wrap your heads around that whole concept about ending this obsolete system with something better that you and I can build. And don't be looking for a politician to come in on a white horse and save us. Stop it. Just stop it. It's not going to happen. Okay? There is nobody in politics on our side. Nobody. Politics is just basically another name for communism hiding behind a, quote, political regime or a political party or whatever. It's all communism. And every one of these miscreants that's part of that system are communists. And they're all bought and paid for, every single one of them. So look to the real Savior that walked with us 2,000 years ago and said that I will be back. And I'll be back before all flesh goes away. because if I tarried, no flesh would be saved, but I will be back to save who? To save his sons and daughters. That's who. So your goal then is to be one of his sons and daughters. That should be paramount in your mind, not anything else on this earth. Remember, Yeshua said when he walked this earth, if you love anything on this earth more than me, you don't deserve me. Now let that sink in, folks. Pay attention to what I just said. If you love anything on this earth more than me, what does that mean? Well, animals, children, husbands, wives, food, money, prestige, bank accounts, jobs and careers, accolades, FaceTime in front of a television camera, whatever. If you love any of those things more than him, you don't deserve them. Because I got news for you. The scripture also says sometimes your worst enemies will be members of your own house. What does that mean? Your family. And I'm pretty sure every single person here can attest to the fact that some of our worst enemies carry our DNA in their bodies, members of our own household, our own families. So what Yeshua is trying to tell you is that the family of Christ on earth and the family that's going to go into the hereafter is more important than your blood family. If your blood family decides to go the way of the world, what he's saying is you need to separate yourself from them. Okay? Again, not saying it's easy. Trust me. I know it's not. We've all lost friends, coworkers, and immediate family members, even over this whole wearing of a face diaper thing. So if wearing a face diaper can separate us, I'll guarantee you that what we're talking about here on the program tonight will separate some of them, because they think we're crazy. We think they're crazy. It's just the way it is. But just remember, he told us ahead of time, these are going to be the kind of things you're going to run into. So love me first. Look to me for your salvation first. If your family's on board with all this, then yes, of course, love them just like you should. But if they want to go the way of the world, and you've decided to go the way of Yeshua, then you're automatically on two separate paths. Doesn't mean you have to be enemies, but you can't have the exact same relationship that maybe you had in the past. That's expecting something that just can't be. It's like what scripture says is, how can light walk with darkness? Okay? How can good walk with evil? How can people of faith walk with those with no faith? Do you see what I mean? It's basically the principle of being unequally yoked. And again, that's another reason why our relationships today are just crumbling left and right. They're crumbling because they're built on sand. And even the ones that are built on a strong foundation are going through some rough times right now because of these crazy times we live in. But if it's built on sand, these crazy times will wash it away. All right? So anyway, let me check one more time, and we'll see if there's any reports. If I can get my darn computer to work here. Okay, nobody does. So we'll go ahead and close it up for today. Dear Heavenly Father Yahweh, we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. We thank you for this chance to use this technology that they're using to bring down the machinations and bad actors and all of these other nefarious things that are being done to harass people, to spy on people, and to categorize us and catalog us like animals. But at the same time, this technology, when used by people with good intentions and good hearts, is allowing us to reach out to every one of our brothers and sisters all over this earth and to expose them for their lies. So it's just a question of motives and it's also a question of who wants the truth. So you've allowed a way for those that want to hear the truth to hear it. And you also promised to work with us if we want to walk away, that you would be there for us and you would guide us by our hands. Just reach down, Father, and take hold of our hands and guide us through this muddy, murky water that we're treading through right now with all the lies and deceptions all around us. Give us good discernment that we can see through it. Give us pure hearts so that we don't fall into the trap and start acting like our enemies and our zombies that walk around us. Let us be true to you. Let us be true to each other. And give us the ideas that you want us to fulfill. Put it in our hearts to go forward this day and tomorrow and the next, that we can do your will upon this earth and be good sons and daughters that work towards the building of your kingdom. We ask that you would pour out your spirit on the hearts of all of our brothers and sisters all over the earth. If any of them suffer from some kind of a malady, we ask for a blessing of healing. If any of them are under persecution, we ask that you give them strength and courage and maybe even open up a door for them, and that you would suppress our enemies and keep them away from us. And we also pray that your coming will be very, very soon, that you, the only one who's qualified, will sit upon the throne as our King, our Judge, and our Lawgiver. Forgive us our sins, Father Yahweh, and walk with us each and every day. We ask all this in the name of Yahweh. Hallelujah.